After these things, there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, there is a pool, which in Hebrew is called Bethesda, having five porticos. In these porticos lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, limping, or paralyzed. Now a man was there who had been ill for 38 years. Jesus, upon seeing this man lying there, and knowing that he had already been in that condition for a long time, said to him, "Do you want to get well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your pallet and walk." Immediately the man became well and picked up his pallet and began. It was a Sabbath on that day, so the Jews were saying to the man who was cured, "It is a Sabbath, and it is not permissible for you to carry your pallet." But he answered them, "He who made me well was the one who said to me, 'Pick up your pallet and walk.'" They asked him, "Who the man who said to you, 'Pick it up and walk'?" But the man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away. While there was a crowd in that place, afterward Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "Behold, you have become well. Not sin anymore, so that nothing worse happens to you." The man went away and informed the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. For this reason, the Jews were persecuting Jesus, because he was doing these things on a Sabbath.
To them, "My Father is working until now, and I myself am working. For this reason, therefore, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he not only was breaking the Sabbath, but also was calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. And therefore Jesus answered and was saying to them, 'Truly, truly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is
things that he himself is doing. And the Father will show him greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so the Son also gives life to whom he wishes. For not even the Father judges anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all will honor the Son just as they honor the Father. The one who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly I say to you, the one who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not but is passed out of death into life. Truly, truly I say to you, a time is coming, and even now has arrived, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so he gave to the Son also to have life in himself. And he gave him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man.
Testify about myself. My testimony is not true. There is another who testifies about me, and I know that the testimony which he gives about me is true. You have sent messengers to John, and he has testified to the truth. But the testimony I receive is not from man, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was the lamp that was burning and shining, and you were with the testimony I have is greater than the testimony of John. For the works which the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I do, testify about me that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me, he has testified about me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form. Also, you do not have his word remain. because you do not believe him whom he sent. You examine the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And it is those very scriptures that testify about me. Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe when you accept glory from one another, and you do not seek the glory that is from the one and only? Think that I will accuse you before